From JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Righto, let's. There's a big news day yesterday. Spark, start me off with that, good or bad. Are we into this?
Yeah, this is good, I think, if you want to characterise it with a single word. Look, the share price, Spark share price, has been lifting since the beginning of August, and I suppose the context is important here because it was around $3 early in the year, and then anybody that's invested in the New Zealand share market will know it then slumped, dragged the market down to around $2. You had a recent little lift since the start of this month, and that was due to rumours it was looking at a sale of its data centres. Confirmed yesterday, 75% interest in its data centres has been sold to PE firm Pacific Equity Partners. That values the data centre business at just over $700 million. Mike, it was a good attractive price. It de-risks that business because Spark would have had future CapEx commitments there. Positive for the balance sheet. Helps Spark maintain that attractive dividend, which has been important for investors. We'll get a bit more commentary on the 20th of August of their annual results. Share price yesterday gave back some of the recent gains. But yeah, I'd say good.
Okay, Alliance?
Yeah, been on a journey to reset their balance sheet. They've had a few troubles, so they've had a recapitalisation plan in place. Another deal that had been rumoured, confirmed yesterday, quite a big deal. They've sold 65% of that business to an Irish company. I'm not sure how the farmers are going to feel about that. So it won't be fully New Zealand owned anymore. It's called Dawn Meats, $250 million deal. So Alliance is a co-op. It'll need shareholder approval. Values Alliance at $502 million. You know, they have been under pressure from their bankers. So it's good that they've got an exit or they've got a solution there.
And what about Vulcan?
Yeah, Vulcan Steel listed on NZX. Preliminary update of their full year results yesterday. Point of interest here, Mike, because it reflects, I guess, the state of construction industry and demand for steel. The result was expected to be weak, and I guess in that regard, it didn't disappoint. Net profit after tax, 14 to 16 million. Somebody sent me, you know, at the height of the construction boom, that net profit after tax was over 100 million. I think 40 last year, 87.9 the year before. So, you know, it speaks to, I guess. They said persistent economic challenges in both New Zealand and Australia. They are facing a demanding trading environment with aggressive and, in their view, unsustainable pricing by some market participants. Look, the share price lifted a little bit yesterday, but it's quite a lot down from where it was, say, if we look back at March. However, they did say encouraging signs that the downtrend is beginning to level out.
Hope so. Michelle came to the party. What I found interesting is if you look at her forecast, she's not bullish, is she? I mean, that economy is not going gangbusters.
Not really, no. And some interesting notes, because we're fairly short of time. Look, we're as expected, they dropped the cash rate by 25 basis points. They noted that underlying inflation continued to decline towards the midpoint, the 2 to 3% range. Labour market conditions easing as expected. Unanimous decision. And there is the possibility of further cuts. One point I really want to highlight, what I thought was really interesting, and it got picked up at the press conference. They've made some changes to their forecast, but in particular, productivity. Mm-hmm. Now, we know this should be a conversation in New Zealand because our productivity records aren't that good. It's not looking that good across the Tasman either, Mike. They've downgraded their outlook for productivity growth to 0.7% per year. Their forecast was at 1%. This means that the economy will be smaller and poorer than if the productivity had remained at 1%. Importantly, this is also an issue here for New Zealand. It means their economy can now only grow at about 2%. Before it starts hitting supply constraints and fueling inflation. Look, this sounds very familiar to the issue we've got here in New Zealand. So all is not better across the ditch. And this is it's an Australasian problem. This is one that both economies have got to get a grip on.
Right. So correct me if I'm wrong. CPI was good. This is the state. CPI was good.
Yep.
That means Powell's going to cut, and that means the market's gone phew.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's the playbook at the moment. So, on expectations for US CPI overnight at the headline, sort of a little bit mixed because there was a couple of points in there that weren't quite so good, but not enough to change expectations of cutting the Fed funds rate in September. So month on month, 0.2 on expectations. Ex-food and energy, so what we call core, a little bit higher, 0.3. 2.7% year-on-year, that was slightly better than the 2.8 expected. But ex-food and energy year-on-year was up 3.1%. And that was expected to come out at 3. But look, the share markets have taken this. They're off to the races. It's a little bit hard to stand in front of this US share market at the moment because it just keeps running and keeps hitting all-time highs.
It does. Numbers, please.
Rightio. So here we go. These are those highs. The Dow Jones is up 511 points. Which is pretty good, 1.16%, 44,490. The S&P S&P 500 also up over 1%, 6439, and the NASDAQ up 279 points. That is a 1.3% gain, 21,665. Overnight, the FTSE 100, they gained 0.2%, 9147. The Nikkei on fire gained 897 points last night, up over 2%, 42,718. Shanghai Composite up 0.5%. The ASX 200 gained 0.4, 36 points, 8880. Unfortunately, the NZX 50 did not have a great day yesterday, down 152 points, 1.18%, 12,759 that closed there. Kiwi dollar a bit stronger, 0.5959 against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.9118 against the Aussie, 0.5102 euro, 0.4409 against the pound, 88.01 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,349.
Here we go.
And Brent crude,
down.
66. Yep, down. Yep, down, down, down. And Kiwi dollars up a little bit, which is a good mix. $66.17.
Have a good day, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.